Okay, let's begin Shabbos Daf Beis. Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Beis, and we are on Aleph Amud Beis. Yesterday we had a Haschala into Masecha Shabbos. Again, so much here, one by one, but we'll get through. We'll go into again the Daf in Masecha Shabbos. At least lengthwise, are more similar to Bavli. We had many in Zeran that were very short Dafim. But in Masecha Shabbos, there are plenty of dafim. I would even say most of the dafim are longer, just quantitatively in terms of being similar to Bavli type dafim, at least according to this, the Oz V'Hadar, again, the Surah Zadaf. Okay, we're on Aleph Amud Beis. We'll start with the word Nisni. Nisni, about four lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara had just had a question about what the Mishnah means in the first line, and the Gemara had two options, and we went with the second option, meaning what does the Mishnah mean? When the Mishnah started off by saying, Yitzias HaShabbos, there are many different ways of transference on Shabbos, and many different cases of Chiyav and Pater, but the Mishnah said, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, V'Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. That was the introductory line of the Mishnah. Two that are four inside and two that are four outside. So the Mishnah, the Gemara asked, is that referring to the people? Right, two and four inside, that means the Baal HaBayis, and outside the Ani. Or does inside mean the Araisa, and outside means the Rabbanan? Right, that was the question of the Gemara. And we ended up saying the second part, the second view. Right, based on the Raya from the Mishnah in Shavuos. Those are talking about all Daraisa Dinim. So here, that Mishnah in Shavuos only quotes the first line, Shtayim Shein Arba. So it must be referring to the Daraisa also. So that's what we think. Shtayim Shein Arba means Daraisa, and Shtayim Shein Arba, the next line, means Darabanan. So the Gemara wonders that, according to the Mishnah, there are four cases of Darabanan, meaning Pater. Remember, Chayev Pater Mutter. So Chayev means Daraisa, Pater means Aser Darabanan. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If you do all the configurations and possibilities, there are many more than four cases where somebody involved could be Aser Darabanan. So just think about, remember we had the case where the Ani is outside and the Baal HaBayis is inside. So each time one of them does an Aser Darabanan, the other is also doing an Aser Darabanan. So in every case, it should be double. Right? So Nisni, Shneimasar Pater. Really, there are 12. Really, there are 12 cases that are pater. Right? If you look at the seifa, look at the end, the seifa of the Mishnah, where it talks about everybody doing half. The Baal HaBayis sticks his hand outside and puts it. The Pashat Ani. Start with that case. Pashat Ani is Adol Fnim. The Ani sticks his hands inside, and the Baal HaBayis takes it. So that's really two, right? Because the Ani did the Akira, and the Baal HaBayis does the Anacha. Oshen Asan Latocha, or the Ani puts it in. To Oshen Nasan Litocha Vahotzi, or the Baal HaBayis puts it into the Ani's hand, and then the Ani takes it out. So really, that's four. The Mishnah called that two. And then the next case is also the same thing, where the Baal HaBayis sticks his hand. That would be eight, plus the four mentioned in the first half of the Mishnah, where the Baal HaBayis or the Ani did the whole thing. Altogether, it's 12. It's not four. So the Gemara asks, why does it say four? Nisti Shneimasar Patur. Two answers. Number one, Lo Asinan Misni Ella Pater Shu Keneged Chiyuv. The case, what the Gemara says, remember the first line of the Mishnah, two that are for Daraisa, that's how we interpret it, two that are for Darabanan. The four, you're right, there are 12, but the four that are mentioned are just in a parallel case to the Daraisas. In the Daraisas, the cases where somebody stretched their hand across a border. So to have a case that's Darabanan for somebody to stretch their hand across the border, there are four of those types of cases. That's the parallel. You're right. There are other cases where somebody does not stretch their hand across the border, and that's Asa Darabanan. If one of them puts it in or takes it out, it does an Akira or a Hanacha. That's true. But the cases that are mentioned as four, you know, that's why it says four cases of Darabanan, because it's only referring to the cases that are parallel to the Daraisa, where there is a transfer across the border. Number one. Number two, Amar Abchiya Bar Abba, Ma'oin Pater Tzanin Hacha Mutter. Or no, a second answer. When it says Pater in the second line, you're right, there are 12 cases that are Aser Darabanan. When it says four are Pater, that really means Pater Umutter. Those four cases are mutter, meaning those are the four cases where the other person does zero. He just stands there, right? And Ani sticks his hand inside and takes from the Baal HaBayis, right? The Ani, so in that case, the Baal HaBayis is pater umutter, right? And if the Baal HaBayis does nothing, that's the four that are being referred to. Okay, that just finishes up that lashon. Amar Rav Yossi, the top of Daf base. Ani va'ashir echad hein. Really, there's no difference between the ani and the ashir. It's giving different permutations, but really it's the same thing. Umanu osan chachamim shnayim. The chachamim quoted them as two different cases, but really it's the same thing. Also, hachnasa vehotza'a echad hein. Really, bringing in and bringing out is really the same thing. Umanu osan chachamim shnayim. The chachamim listed as two. Meaning the malach is hotza'a. The malachi is transferring rishus, and that can be public to private or private to public. The Mishnah lists them as two, but really it's one category. Really it's one category. Where do we see as one category? A number of rayas. Number one, Yitzias HaShabbos, Ein Achrasa Bechlal. The title of our Mishnah, the title of our Perek, Yitzias HaShabbos. Yitzias sounds like Hotsa, but then it lists off cases of going in also. Hachnasa, bringing in. So is an Achrasa Bechlal. So you see, it's really one, Achrasa and Hotsa. And also, right, the Mishnah later on, right, the Mishnah of the Lama Tes Malachis, Hamotzi Mirishus L'Rishus. Right, a list of Motzi, if you take out Mirishus L'Rishus. But that's referring to, Einachras HaMachnas Bechlal, isn't Machnas also included? So it's all the same. Also, one more. Those two Lashonas of Mishnais, and one more, Nishmina Minada, Demar Reb Yossi B'Shem Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan's Din, Hichnis Chatzi Grogeris, V'Hotzi Chatzi Grogeris Chayef. We're going to talk more about this. But Rabbi Yochanan has an amazing chiddush. If I took half a grogeris, grogeris is a dried fig, that's the shear for many malachos, the shear of a dried fig. If I brought in a half the size of a dried fig, right, a half a grogeris inside, and then within the same forgetfulness, the same helam, I brought a half a grogeris out, I'm chayiv. So you see, Otzav Achnasa is one malacha. Right, because if you do a half a shear of borer and half a shear of cleaning, malabein, it's not going to be chayev. It's chatzi shear. But here, half of chachnas, half of hotzah, it's one, because you see, it's really one yisod. The Rishonim, on Daf Beis, in Shabbos, wonder, if it's all the same things, why do you list off both? What does it list off both? You just give one case. Write the case of the ani or of the ashir, or Hotsav Achrasa, and then what do you have to say both cases for? Right, that's the discussion of the Rishonim. Look in the first Rashba in the Masechta. Vigal Amedak Amastisan, my time of Pagin Rabbanim Batarti. What do you have to say both for? Maishna Hameha. It's the same thing. Right, so what is it? So one answer, he quotes from Tosfos, Mishum de Kronami Kafal Beinayu, Batarti Kroy. There are two different psukim. Psukim, I have here, as we'll see soon. The psukim talk about both. So that just begs the question. So why do the psukim have to mention both? Right? If not. So the Rashi gives two answers. One we mentioned yesterday. And that is, remember, Hotzah is what the Rishonim call a malacha geruah. An inferior type of malacha. You're not really accomplishing anything. Right? What are you doing? You're not cleaning. You're not shechting. You're not plowing. I'm just moving something from here to there. And I can just move it back from here to there. So it's called a malacha geruah. So that's a malacha. So that's why maybe I wouldn't have thought every detail has to be mentioned. Because I would have thought it's such an inferior malacha, you only mention one, maybe the other one's not included. That is, Masha'enki, Mishar Kala Malachas, Shainan Asuras, Elamisad Atzman, Bezer Rashush Teaseh. Number one. And he continues and says, in the same breath, a couple of lines later, but he says, Hotzah is like a chiddush. It's like a chiddush. Chiddush hu vein lecha by the chiddusha. I wouldn't have learned one from the other. Again, chiddush is a magical word. We mentioned Tosfos in a few places. Yevamos Daf Zayin, Tosfos mentioned that the word chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal. Chiddush doesn't just mean I wouldn't have known it without the Torah, because that would be most of the Torah. What chalitza is not called a chiddush, right, by the Chazal, but I wouldn't have known chalitza without the Torah. I wouldn't have known most mitzvahs. Right, but only certain halachas are called a chiddush. Basa b'chalav is called a chiddush. Motzi shemer is called a chiddush. Edom zomimin is called a chiddush. Right, certain halachas are called chiddush. Why? Because all of those go against the rest of the system of the Torah. That's why, and therefore you can't learn from there because it's clearly not part of the regular rules of the system. And that's Motzi Shemra, why they get two punishments, Basar B'chalav, two things that are Mutter come together and become Aser. So the Rashba, using the word Chiddush here, maybe he's alluding to that, it's going against the regular rule of Malacha is that you have accomplished and produced something. And here you haven't produced anything, right? You just moved it from one to the other. So it's against the regular definition of Malacha. And maybe that's what the Rashba is griping at. V'yim Tomar. So then the Rashba says, oh, it's such a chiddush, and that's why you need to mention both. So why isn't it two malachas, Hotzah and Achnasa? Right, the pendulum swings the other way. Right, so it should be 40 malachas. not 39. What's the answer? No, it must be when the Torah is megala that haknasa is also included. It's exactly that. It's not teaching me that haknasa is new malacha. The Torah is being megala that haknasa is also included in the malacha of hotzah. I would have thought the malacha is taking out, and I learned, no, the malacha is transfer. Transfer. That can go in both directions. Yesh lomar, mikol makom malacha achasi, v'shem echad yesh la, v'nechsheves hi ke'echad, ela shehutzrach akasov legalos bahen, shezu v'zu achasein. And then later on he quotes, and after all, you might have thought, if you would have had only hotzah and achnasa, if you would have only had achnasa, I would have thought, maybe only that's aser, why? You've brought it closer to you. So maybe the malacha is about bringing something closer to you by way of transfer, but not the other direction. Or you would have said the other way, right? Maybe sending something further away is really accomplishing something, but bringing it closer to you is not. So that's what the Rashba, first Rashba here in Maseches Shabbos. Okay, says the, and the Karban Eda, as most of the Achronim here on the page, they're always based on the Rishonim right here. He says, quotes on the second line, Hotza Malacha Geruah. Okay, so what do we say? Hotza and Achnasa are within the same category. So now the Gemara says, Minayin Shehotzah Kriya Malacha. How do you know Hotzah is a Malacha? And again, the Rishonim ask, you have a similar Gemara in the Bavli. The Gemara doesn't ask us about any other Malacha. How do you know Bishul's a Malacha? How do you know Liban is a Malacha? It's a Malacha because that's Torah Shebal Peh. It says Lo Sasa Ka Malacha, and you know Dumya de Mishkan. Hotzah was in the Mishkan. Right? We read that Gemara, Shabbos Mentesma Beis in the Bavli. Heim hotzi yume yekreshim la gala. So, what do you need a separate makar for? The answer is because hotzah is weaker. Because it's malacha gerua, that's why you dafka need a pasuk to teach me hotzah, unlike the other malachas. So, how do you know hotzah is called malacha? Rishua bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, Shama lemen adah, the following. Vayatzav Moshe v'yavir kol b'machaneh. Moshe makes the announcement. We don't need any more by the Mishkan. Lamar. Ish v'ish al yasu od milacha. L'trumas HaKodesh. Right? No more milacha. And what are they talking about there? Don't bring me more nedavis. Right? That Moshe is saying, don't take out more. I have enough. And it uses the word milacha there. Yol yasu od milacha l'trumas HaKodesh. V'yikol ya'am mehavi. And they stop bringing. They stop bringing. Nimnu ha'am milahotzi mibatein v'litin l'gizbarin. So the Am stopped bringing from their houses, Rosh Hashayachid, to the Gizbar, Rosh Hashayachid. Right, either way. Rabbi Chizki, B'shem Rabbi Ila, Afilu Hachnasa, Shom Amina. Also, you learn Hachnasa from there. Kishem Shenimnu Abi Lahotim Yavateim Litin L'Gizbarim. Just like they didn't bring any more donations from their houses, Rosh Hashayachid, to the Gizbar and Rosh Hashayachid. Kach Nimnu Agizbarim Ilakabo Me'ando Lachnis Alalishka. So to the Gizbarim who were in Rosh Hashayachid, didn't take any more to bring it into the Mishkan, which was Rosh Hashayachid. So you learn Hotzah and Hachnasa from there. One more line. Reb Chizki, B'shem Reb Acha, Shama Kula Minad Inkarya. They learned it from this pasuk. Right? There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where interestingly, Rav Hirsch in Vayakel, you can look there, Rav Hirsch discusses why Yirmiyahu screams up in Israel, you're not keeping Shabbos, and you're doing Hotzah. Right? It's like a double lashon. Right? Out of all the malachas, he picks Hotzah. So he talks about the symbolism between the other malachas and Hotzah. So here's the second part of that rebuke. Don't take out your bundles. Right, and don't do any malacha. So there, that pasuk. Also, you look at the previous pasuk. Talks about Hotzah and Achnasa, and that's where we know it from. Period. Interesting that the source here is from the Ohel, the tents, in terms of the gizbar, and bring it to the gizbar, bring it to the collectors. If you look in the sefer in the back, Ayin Eliyahu, he quotes there something that's going to come up again over the, a lot of these sugyas are going to come up often. That what is the definition? We alluded to this yesterday. What's the definition of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashayachid? So we know Rosh Hashayachid has to have mechitzas and the like, right? But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Mem Hei, the definitions are given. So what's the definition of Rosh Hashanah? What's the definition of Rosh Hashanah? Ezeh Rosh Hashanah, Shin Mem Hei Sevches. Rechovos B'Shvakim Rechovim Tazayin Amah. 16 Amahs wide. 16 Amahs wide. Ve'en Mekurim, no roof. No roof. Ve'en Lam Choma, no wall. Ve'afilu Yesh Lam Choma. And even if they have a wall, if it's open on two sides, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's Rosh Hashanah. The doors don't close, every Rishas Rabim. So that's Rishas Rabim according to all Rishonim. But some Rishonim have another condition. The Yesh, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim is known as Rashi. Rashi quotes this. But the other Rishonim, the Bir Halacha quotes, you think it's only Rashi. There's 20 other Rishonim that also agree to this. But what is it? 600,000. Big Kula. It's only Rishas Rabim if you have 600,000. Ovrim bo bechol yom. Wow. So that's a big cool. If you don't have 600,000 going there every day, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Right? And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, well, you learned that from the Mishkan. Wasn't that only men? You have many women and children, so it should be even more. 2 million people. Right? That should be a Rosh Hashanah. Lo chashvina, says the Mishnah Berurah, l'masha nimsa because of a feirish. Linyan handel halacha. Big discussion in the halacha. Midasa machaber mashma that halacha is only like the first day. That's the rule. If he says a yesh omer, usually passes like the first day. Mikol makom, ein banukach limchos biara somchen al deyazu. Many, many erevs are built. An erev can only be built if it's not a Rosh Hashanah daraisa. Right, that's the Yesod, ABCs of Erevin. If it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa, you can't build what we call an Erev. So if you build an Erev, it must be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Darabanan at most. So the Mishnah Berurah says, many rely on the Shita. The Deyazu Gamkin Lodas Yechidahi. Look in the Bir Halacha, I quote many Rishonim and many Achronim that agree with Rashi. So what does that have to do with us? Quotes to Ein Eliyahu, there weren't 600,000 people by the Gizbarin, right? Because this is, what does it do? It took them 2 days. It took them 2 days to collect all the donations. That means half went the first day, half went the second day. Only 300,000, right? Therefore, how could this be a makar b'rosh Hashanah daraisa? So he leaves that as a kashi. He says yesh liyashiv. Okay, maybe it doesn't mean literally. Okay, but anyway, he has that ha'ara, but it allows us to mention that machlokes and that shita. Okay, we continue. So now the Gemara says, let's get back to the Rabbi Yochanan we quoted before, and that's what we're going to focus on really for the rest of the most of the rest of the daf. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Hichnis chatzi grogeris, vahotzi chatzi grogeris, chayef. Rabbi Yochanan had this interesting halacha of if I bring a half a shear out and I bring a half a shear in, so I'm chayef. I'm chayef daraisa for the malacha of hotza. Right? Both directions could combine. Ma da'ama Rabbi Yochanan delok Rabbi Yosa. So the Gemara says, first opinion of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is against Rabbi Yosi. Because look at the following. Detani hotzi chatzi grogeris. So that everybody agrees to. If I carry out a half a grogeris, then I carry out another half a grogeris in one helam. That means in one forgetting. I forgot it's Shabbos, I forgot this malach is Asr. In one forgetting, that's mitzdarif to each other, they combine, and it's a full shear, and I'm chayiv. But b'shnei alamos pater. If I carried out half of shear, and then I'm like, oh, it's Shabbos, I can't believe I just did that. And then I forgot again. And then I do another half, that's pater. That's two separate ma'isa averis. Each one of them is not enough to be mechayev achatas. Rabbi Yosi Omer, be'alam echad b'rishos echad chayev. Rabbi Yosi has a more limited shita. It has to be to one rishos. If I'm in my house and I carried out half a shear to one rishos arabim on one side of my house, and then I carry another half a shear to the other side of my house to a different street, I'm pater. Even if it's one helam. That's Rabbi Yosi shita. You gotta end up Pashas in one place. B'shnei alamos, be'elam echad b'rishus echad chayef. Be'elam echad b'shnei rishuyos. If you end up in two rishuyos. Oh, b'shnei alamos b'rishus echad, pater. Or, again, like what the Tanakhama said, two forgettings. So, v'kashin. So now the Gemara says, this Rabbi Yosi must be against Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Ilu otzav otza in mitzdarfos. K'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, even if you carry out two halves, but it's just the two different sides of the two different streets, two otzahs don't combine. Lo kol shekein otzah v'achnasa. So surely, what Rabbi Yochanan said, one otzah, one achnasa, different directions, that surely shouldn't be able to combine. So the Gemara, step one, must be Rabbi Yosi is against Rabbi Yochanan. Havimad demar Rabbi Yochanan delo k'Rabbi Yosi. It must be Rabbi Yochanan who says you could combine half of otzah and half achnasa. That's against Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi even says even two otzahs cannot combine. So far, so good. That's step one. Next, the Gemara says, what is the assumption of the Gemara right now? What's Rabbi Yossi's svara? Rabbi Yossi who says, you can't go from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to two different Rosh Hashanah Rabbins. That doesn't combine. Because we assume his svara is, you gotta end up in the same place. You gotta end up in the same place. That's what we assume. If your Rabbi Yossi has Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he ends up in two different places, that's no good. So therefore, even two otzahs don't combine. So therefore, for sure, what Rabbi Yochanan says, otzah v'achnasa don't combine. So now the Gemara is about to say, maybe there's a different svara for Rabbi Yosi, and according to that svara, he doesn't argue with Rabbi Yochanan. That's what we're about to do for the next 10 lines. Right? Maybe Rabbi Yossi's svara isn't just that it has to end up at the same place. That's not his svara. We could come up with a different way to explain Rabbi Yossi, and then he wouldn't be arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see. Amar Rabbi Yila, lo. Let's explain. Rabbi Yila is going to expand and explain Rabbi Yossi's shita, and through that explanation, we'll see it's a different explanation than what we saw. Lo sof davar shnei psachim psuchim l'shnei platios. Rabbi Yossi doesn't only say that the case that I just described. I want my house, two different streets on the opposite sides of my house. That's pater, that we said. But not only is that pater, those two can't combine. If you have one Rishus HaYachid that goes into two Rishus HaRabims, but even, right, even if, Ella, what if you have the opposite? What if you have two houses that go into the same street? I go into one house, I take a half a shear, and I bring it into the street. Then I go into the other house, I bring a half a shear, I bring it into the same street. So two Rishus HaYachids, also pater. Not only one Rishus HaYachid into two Rishus HaRabims would be pater according to Rabbi Yossi, Ella afilu psuchim l'plati achas. Even if it's two houses into one street, of Rabbi Yossi moder, Rabbi Yossi would also be moder pater there. Why? What's the svara? The following. The Rabbi Yossi midame Rishuyos l'ha'alemos l'chiyiv. Rabbi Yossi says, different Rishuyos are like different Ha'alamos. Remember, Ha'alama means a forgetting. Different forgettings are independent. Right? I forgot it was Shabbos. I remembered in the middle, and I forgot it was Shabbos. Right? Those two time periods cannot combine. Rabbi Yossi says, they're totally independent, and according to what we're saying now, they're independent both for exemption and for obligation. Both for Peter, both for Chiyav. What do we mean? The Gemara explains. Over Rabbi Yossi, Madami Rishuyos L'alemos L'chiyav. He says, it's even l'chiyav, meaning what? The following. Kamadir b'yosi medami rishuyos l'alemos l'ftar, just like we said already, that if you have two half shiurim, and they end up in two different places, or they start off in two different places, it's pater, because they don't combine. Different places are like different ha'alamos. So if it's two different houses into the same street, pater. One house, two different streets, pater. Different places are independent. But Rabbi Yossi says, that goes in the other direction too. What if, kach madama rishis lalemos l'chiyiv, what if I have a whole shear? What if I'm in my house, and I carry a whole shear out to street number one, and a whole shear out to street number two, in the same helam? Rabbi Yossi says, you're chayiv too. Because two different places are two different helamos. So, shim hotzi begro, kegrogris bepesach zeh, ukegrogris bepesach zeh, be'alam echad, shema eno chayiv shtayim, won't you be chayiv too? Right? Rabbi Yossi would say, that you're chayiv two in that case. Meaning, two different places, you're chayiv two, according to Rabbi Yossi. You have to add in a few words. Let's say in Rabbi Yochanan's case, what was Rabbi Yochanan's case? A half a shear from my house to this street, and a half a shear from the street to my house. They're the same reshuyos, just going opposite directions. Maybe he'd agree in that case. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree in that case that they do combine. Because those aren't different. You're right. The destination and where it left from are opposites. So according to the first version, that the first far of Rabbi Yossi that we said before, no, Rabbi Yossi's point is it's got to end up in the same place. So he would argue on Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara is saying, no. The svar for Rabbi Yochanan is not that it's got to end up at the same place. The svar for Rabbi Yossi is that it's got to be the same place. It's got to be, not that it has to end up in the same place. You have to be talking about the same place. If it's different places, it's like different halamos, and you need to be chayef too. It's two totally independent. But let's say if you have the same place, it's just going in opposite directions. Chotzah nachnasa. You have half a shear from my house to this street, and half a shear from this street to my house. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree to Rabbi Yochanan there, that they do combine and you're chayef. So that's stage two of the Gemara. Stage one was, Rabbi Yossi's got to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Stage two, no, maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is not against Rabbi Yochanan. Stage three, Amar Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Yudin says, no. I don't agree with, this stage two is Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi's pshat of Rabbi Yossi. I don't agree with that pshat. I don't think Rabbi Yossi goes that far. You don't have to say that Rabbi Yossi compares places to ha'alamos, and therefore it's not going to combine for p'tur, if it's half and half, and it's not going to combine for chiyav, it's going to be chayv too. If you do the same, right, this is a big chiddush what we just said. If I go to, from my house and I carry to this street and to that street, in the same helam, I'm going to be chayv too, according to what we just said. Says Rabbi Yudin, not true. You don't have to explain Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to explain Rabbi Yossi going so far. Just like they're considered independent for p'tur, meaning half a kazai is that way, half a groger is that way, half a groger is that way, they don't combine. That doesn't mean that if you do a whole shear to each side, you're going to be chayiv too. It's still one big helam. Don't compare reshuyos to halamos. I have a better comparison, says Reb Yudin. I'm Reb Yudin. Reb Yosi medame reshuyos lachilas parsiyim. Achilas pras. Remember, kedei achilas pras, right? Somewhere, according to most poskim, somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes. Yeah, in order for it to be one maisa achila, it's got to be within the same eating, between 3 and 9 minutes. Says Reb Yudin, I think Reb Yosi does that. He compares reshuyos to acts of eating. Shim achal chatzi zayis betoch achilas pras hazeh. V'chatzi zayis betoch achilas pras hazeh. If you eat half a kizayis in separate achilas pras times, sheminu and a potter, you're potter in that case. Of course, they don't combine. Two half kizayises in two different time periods of eating, they don't combine. So, and yet, if you eat Achal kama zesim bekama parsim be'almecha. What if I eat 10 kizesim in one achilas pras? Well, you'd be chayv 10. And you'll chayv ala achas. You only chayv one. So Reb Yosi, you don't have to be so consistent, right? Or he's arguing, Reb Yilaz pshat of Reb Yosi. You don't have to say that if it's independent for ptur, it's independent for chiyav. You could say that it's independent for ptur, meaning if you eat half a kizayis, it doesn't combine. But if you eat 4 kizesim, it's still only one avera. It's only one. So I think if you go into this street and you go into that street, of course Reb Yosi would only be chayiv one. And therefore, we're back to the earlier svara. I reject your explanation of Reb Yosi. I think Reb Yosi's svara is, it's got to end up in the same destination. And if it doesn't, you're pater. So he would argue on Reb Yochanan. He would argue on Reb Yochanan. Now the Gemara just adds, Rabbanan de Kesarin Amrin, the Rabbanan of Kesari say, I agree with what you just said, Reb Yudin. But I think there's an even better comparison. Don't compare reshuyos to achilas prases. Compare it to the following. You don't have to compare it to eating chalev. Damine il Shabbos. Compare it to within Ilcha Shabbos. Right, we're talking about Ilcha Shabbos. Compare it to within Ilcha Shabbos. The following. One of the malachas is weaving. What if I weave one thread in one beged and one thread in a different beged? Shemeino pater, right? The minimum shear for ariga is shnei chutim. If I do it in two different beggars, they don't combine. They don't combine, right? So you see, two halves don't combine. And yet, arai kama chutim bekama begadim elam echad. If I do tons of weaving in different begadim at one time, I'm only chayv one. Eino chayv alachas. So again, don't make an exact parallel between exemptions and obligations, pater and chiyav. So therefore, the Gemara goes back to the first pshat of Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi doesn't have to be consistent so far, and therefore Reb Yosi could argue with Reb Yochanan, meaning half a shear of hachnasa and half a shear of hotza'ah, those combine according to Reb Yochanan, and they would not combine according to Reb Yosi. Remember, there's a shita of the Minchas Chinuch we mentioned a long time ago. Right, I mentioned before, Kedei Achilas Pras, according to most poskim, is somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes. You have a certain amount, whatever time you say. The Minchas Chinuch has a huge chiddush in Shin Yud Gimel, in the mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, where he discusses maybe there's a different time period of eating for every food. For every food. Because after all, you're drinking hot tea, you drink that at one speed. Right, you're eating a slice of pizza, you know, once every food has, how can you say kedei achilas pras? A maisa achila is going to be based on 7 minutes. How can you say that? Matzah. Right? So says the Minchas Chinuch, that's why Chazal never gave a certain amount of, shear. Because there is no shear, right? It goes by every food. That is the big chiddush. He says, Akasha, kivin the masharina kol shiurim bebeinoni, b'chulu, and he says, what did he say it? Nicha, mashabir lo shabiru chazal, kama havi achilas pras bebenoni, ki ein shiro davar, rakom machal yesh lo shir acher, velo yaspik hadiyo vahakomis, lachshov komin machal ba'olam la'adam benoni. There's not enough ink in the world to make a list of all the shirim for every food. Alkein ezim in machal shadam ochlam sharinim and benoni. And this Minchas Chinuch's idea is what's stretched to say about a bracha achrona on schnapps, right? Even if you have maybe even less. Again, this is about time. That's about amount. And that's a different thing, but it's a similar type of idea. But again, that's a big topic that we don't have time to go into further now. Okay, next. Once we add statements of Rabbi Yochanan about hotzah, so we have another couple of halachas. Rabbi Yosi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, amotzi, enochayev, achi aniyach. If somebody is motzi, if somebody carries out, he's not chayiv until he puts it down. Meaning, if somebody walks into the street with something in their pocket, so they're not chayiv yet if they haven't stopped walking. Right? What is this against? This is la'afuke, as we'll see. We don't say the shita of mahalech ka'omed, as we'll see. That every time I take a step, it's as if I stopped and I started again. No. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, not true. Meaning, if you're still walking, you're not chayiv daraisa yet. Which is very important. For the case of, if you want to look at it, you look in the Shmir Shabbos, Shin Yud Ches, the Shulchan Aruch. Shmir Shabbos in Perek Yud Ches, Os Nuntes. Right? The case of, you're walking in the street without an Erev and you realize you have something in your pocket. What's the worst thing you could do? Stop. That's the worst thing you could do. If you have no idea what to do, just walk in circles for a minute until you figure out what to do. Right? So what do? You could drop it out. You could, fling it. What if it's your wallet? You don't want to drop it and leave it there. So all the points discussed. Don't stop. The best thing to do there is just turn around and go back to where you came from, right? And do not, because once you stop, that turns into a daraisa, and then you can't move, right? That's this halacha. But the motzi is not chayav shiyaniach. But if you didn't have that halacha yet, it's you didn't finish, and therefore keep going. Find the makom patur to put it on, like an old fashioned fire hydrant that they had in the olden days, right? But anyway, in the old country. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Another halacha, ad sheyitov ad sheyaniach. Also, you're not chayiv until you did a akira and a hanacha. What if I'm walking out of my house, and without my knowing, or even if I do know, somebody puts something on my shoulder as I'm walking out. So I didn't do the akira, and I'm walking out. They did the akira, and they put it on me. So that also, I'm not going to be chayiv daraisa. Because there, I didn't do the akira, even though I did a hanacha if I stop in the street. So Rabbi Yochanan's rule is teaching me you have to do an akira and you got to do a hanacha. Reb Zira boy, ad sheyitol al menash lahaniach. And Reb Yehuda says, and another din, if you picked it up in your house, you're only going to be chayav daraisa if when you picked it up, you were planning to take it out to do hotzah. That's when you're going to be chayav daraisa. Because that, as the Karim Ben Yehuda says here, that's melechas machsheves. That's a thought out work that you thought about this melacha from the beginning during the akira to the end. But not a lechel. What if I picked up a cookie to eat in my house? And then somebody calls me outside. Hey! And then I walk out with a cookie. I'm not going to be chayiv. Because when I did the akira, I was not thinking about doing the malacha. Not a lechel. V'nim lach laniach. Lo abichiv. So I'm not going to be chayiv in that case. Period. Ma, one more minute. Ma da amar Rabbi Yochanan da lo kareb Yosi. You know what? Let's stop here, I guess. We'll stop by Ma, and we'll talk about how Rabbi Yochanan, this Rabbi Yochanan is a different Rabbi Yossi, but I guess we'll stop. We'll pick up next time.